Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Cock and balls.
And then he's like, "Oh, they try to get you to laugh right as it goes through." And I didn't get that. Was it? That's what cock and balls. We're too old to fall for that one, aren't we?
I mean, maybe a fart would have worked.
I had Taco Bell for dinner. I'm not trusting any of the farts.
No, I'm over 40. I don't trust any fart anymore.
Yeah, that's probably for the best. All right, so we are live. We did it 2 weeks in a row. Well, 1 week in a row, but for whatever reason, I accidentally did members only. Let's go ahead and publish that thing for the old public. What's up, public? They're like, I don't know. Either way, so what's up, guys? This is a Triple T episode 217. Even though it potentially might say something else in the description, 200 an episode. Man, that's a lot of weeks.
200 and what?
17 weeks.
That's a lot of
math. Yeah. I'm going to do the math. 217 what? Divided by 52 is 4.1730769.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we got some. We had an aggressive amount of videos sent in, and most of them are pretty good. I know Elo was a little bit like we kind of razzed her a little bit. So It was quality over quantity for her, I believe, this week.
Nice. I like that.
Yes. BFITS sent an aggressive amount, and a lot of them were really good. And Toby sent just the right amount. There wasn't a single video of his that I was like, meh, they were good. Are we going to show them all? Know who else did really good? Zach. Zach sent some bangers this week, as the cool kids say. I feel like that's what he would say. Sent you in some bangers.
Bro, I am trying to watch this right now, and I can't because it keeps... So I want to keep up with the comments, right? But I can't because I think my wife is watching it on the TV right now. And I went to go play it on my phone, and look what it says. Oh, playing on YouTube on your TV.
Fair enough. Well, I'll keep you guys in the loops. So there was this person in the chat called Tatum Productions. First, so they get the first star if we were given hockey stars out.
I win.
He wins. Did you guys, speaking of hockey, I know we're not a sports show, but did you guys remember that that person died on ice?
Over in the European League. Now they got the guy that did it as possible manslaughter.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the clip? It's nasty.
No,
I haven't seen the clip. I've seen one before. What with the goalie? Was it the goalie that got it?
Oh. Yeah, the goalie, he survived a Sabre goalie.
Back in the NHL,
it?
Yeah. And yeah. I don't need to see one again. I'm
so
fine.
The clip that I saw wasn't the gross part, but they showed the clip. So the guy that's potentially being tried for manslaughter was skating by. Okay, so here's the manslaughter guy. Here's the other guy. As he was skating by, he lifted his leg up in the air, almost like a figure skater move, with what appears to be intent to hit the guy. Definitely not going to say take his head off, you know what I mean? But definitely hit him with the skate, maybe in the arm, maybe in the shirt or something to slow him down. And it was just kind of unfortunate that it hit in the neck, but definitely raised a skate in a motion that shouldn't have been done.
It's probably not appropriate for Toby to wear a shirt then, considering it looks like the guy wore it.
That's he's fine.
I'm just thinking the whole time we were talking about this guy getting his head almost cut off.
I didn't
Toby put shirts. Yeah, kind of looks that way too.
Listen, I didn't know he was going to bring it up. All right.
Oh no, it's not your fault.
I didn't know hockey was going to be a thing. All right, let's mix it up while we're on the dark thing. I heard a whole pretty hilarious joke, and I know there's been a lot of memes and the whole Matthew Perry thing. We're not here to make fun of it, but Hans Kim from Kill Tony started off his set with, what did he say? He said, yeah, it's pretty tragic about Matthew Perry, and it's pretty, and this isn't exactly, but it's pretty ironic that a guy that has made his whole career with Friends died tragically in a hot tub alone.
Yep.
Yeah.
The meme, how my brother tweeted it out, and it was the same way I found out, was literally through a meme. And it was just a picture from the opening of Friends with Matthew Perry's character
with the fountain.
In the fountain like that. And it just says at the top, "So no one told you that life was going to end this way."
Mm-hmm. I found out because when a celebrity dies, everybody and their brother and sister find it necessary to immediately seek me out and send me a message either on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or in my TikTok comments, or in if I'm live. They're like, everybody that comes, "Hey, did you know that Matthew Perry died?"
Yeah.
"Hey, did you know the last time I remember even thinking about Matthew Perry?" "Yeah, it was a while ago."
It was like 2003 or something like that.
It's like everybody's like, "Oh, I can't believe Suzanne Summers died. I'm really going to miss her." Are you? When was the last
she
time
was still
you
alive?
Of her?
What?
Yeah. When was the last time you thought of her?
When they're no longer relevant, I don't remember them anymore. It's like, yeah, he was that. Oh, well, okay.
People like Robin. People like Robin Williams and so on and so forth that died when they're like still like in the center of their prime. Yeah, those hit you. Those are the ones you're like, fuck. Mm-hmm. Kurt Cobain, Robin Williams, those kind of celebrities, man.
I thought my ears were getting electrocuted.
I didn't know what it was. There's just for a second, sounded like electricity.
Huh.
Interesting. Last week it was static, a microwave. This week it's electricity. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not pressing the media soundboard because it turns out it didn't work very well.
Guys, I'm telling you, 2024 is going to be weird. I can already tell you. If 2023 has been this way, who knows? I mean, the show's being taken over by beeping bomb microwaves, and now we're being electrocated. And next, it could be the aliens actually come here.
Ooh.
On the show. As a guest.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I'm trying to live life happy with all this stuff that's going on, so I just try to make it like it's a game show for me, where I'm just like, "What bullshit's happening today?
What will happen next? Come on down."
Right.
Well, since the last time I was on this show,
there's been cocaine in the White House.
I've lost three turkeys.
Oof. Oh no! Yeah, I heard about Zeus.
Yeah, Zeus, the big white one. He something got him. We think it was a stray cat, and Peyton put a bullet right through the eye at about 20 yards on that cat the other night. Blew up the back of its head. I was like, "I don't feel bad." He was going after his rooster right outside his door or outside his window. He just comes charging through the house holding his rifle. Like, "Where are you going?" "Cat's going down. Tried to get my rooster." I was like, "What?" Door closes. I hear, I was like, "Oh." I go out, and he comes walking right back in. I mean, it was, door opens, comes walking in. I was like, "Did you get him?" He's like, "Yep." He just kept walking to his room. I was like, "All right." Grabbed a trash bag, walked outside, fucking right through the eye, and took the whole back of his head out. I was like, "Damn."
What did we learn? What did we learn?
Stray cats are not okay at the house.
Especially when it comes to birds. Make a heck of a cartoon, though. Although you probably can't make cartoons like that anymore these days, can you?
Probably not. We also lost a turkey because they decided, since the cats were getting on top of where they were roosting, they decided to start roosting on the pool, on the edge around the pool. And I looked in there, and I don't know if I manifested this, or what, but I was like, I should probably drain that pool in case one of them falls in that night. Woke up the next morning, our only other female besides Hopper just floating. I'm like,
jeez.
It was not a good week for animals here.
Not at all. I have no segue with that. I know you're a little bit sad. The only thing I can think I can do is just to show a kid getting wrecked. So
yeah.
That's the only way to totally redeem yourself. And Lilette was super excited about this one. So this is from her to you. It's pretty good. It's a compilation of 1 minute, 1 second kids getting wrecked. So let's start the show off with a smile for everybody. And hopefully it plays better than last week. If not, just rewatch the show.
Yeah.
All right. And we can commentate through this.
Oh, already running. This is already going to be good. I can tell this.
Yep. And if Euban was here, he would be hyper focused on the treats right behind this kid in the freezer section, those M&M cookies.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, oh, these look delicious. All right, here we go.
Yes.
Oh, I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed as a parent.
Oh, this is.
Oh, no. That was a Gen X parent going, yeah, do it.
Where is the.
Nuh-uh. Yeah, there it is.
Triple. Ariana, what are you doing here?
Oh.
Come on, do it.
That's gonna end well.
Sour face. Where's that face?
There it is.
Me too, kid. Me too. Every morning when I go to take a piss.
Oh, the first one was still my favorite. The first one was my favorite because I've wanted to see that in real life with the people whirling around on those. What are they called again? The wheelies or whatever?
Heelys.
The Heelys.
Yeah. Heelys.
Oh, Heelys.
Yeah. I've always, I'm just like, oh, I'd love to just see one of them just eat it.
Dude, if I was the parents of the, first of all, I would have been happy and upset at the same time on the second one where the,
oh, the Segway thing or
with the hoverboard.
Yeah.
Cause the first thing that would come out of my mouth would have been like, I told you not to ride that fucking thing in the house. And then the next thing I would have done is picked it up and literally chucked it out my back door as far as I could. And then they'd be grounded.
Unfortunately though, with the luck you've been having, you're going to chuck it right out the front door. It's going to hit a turkey.
And yeah.
Whoops. Maybe we're down to three.
Yeah. Throwing a tractor supply. What do we need?
This will be the first time in a long time that I've bought turkeys. Because we had, right before the meetup, we had eight. Just a couple of months before the meetup, and then Peyton accidentally ran over one of them.
What are you at, three or four, you said now?
We're at four.
Four? Yep. Three male and a female, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at me doing math.
A female and her three little boys.
Man. Unreal. All right, we got one that Toby sent in, and I labeled it, how'd that feel, kid? So it's got to be a pretty good one. Oh, yeah, this one's pretty funny. All right, let me back this up here. I like how TikTok at least lets you do full screen now. That's nice. Hopefully this one looks good as well.
I don't feel.
Let's run that back one more time.
Oh. I don't feel.
Yep.
Yep.
That's it.
Was he doing headbanging?
Hey, he was like headbanging, and then he like just thumped his face on the damn table. And I just, my favorite part is just the dad over there, just like this, going.
How'd that feel?
No.
I was just wondering why he was recording him to start. You know what I mean? I wonder if this was a thing, like he was always headbanging. Hey, this is going to be cute. One of these times you're going to hit your head. And when you do, I'm going to get it on camera.
It's very similar to my parenting style, except I'll at least give them, hey, you probably don't want to do that first.
Yeah.
And then when they keep doing it, I'm like, all right, you're just going to find out for yourself, I guess.
Well, it's like I was saying with the kid that was on the bike going down the slide, you know, his parents are Gen X because they're like, no, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
See how that works out for you.
It's going to be fun when you can't wipe your ass for 3 weeks.
This is little Johnny. Welcome to Jackass.
Go, go, go.
All right. We might as well stick with this theme. We don't have too many more of them.
Walk it off. Yeah.
Watch where you're going. There it is.
Yes.
That was an instant drop, too. Did you see? It was just...
Clothesline by the mailbox.
Oh, yep. Mm. Kids gonna have a bright future, that's for sure. Because there's gonna be a lot of stars.
Yeah, definitely gonna see stars.
That was loud.
I tell you what, man. Like, what kills me is there wasn't anybody outside. Like, you couldn't ever see it. Like, kids playing in a neighborhood when we were growing up with nobody else outside. Nobody, like nobody.
Yeah. Unless it was peak COVID and there was one parents that were like, just go outside and play for Christ's sakes.
Yeah. Everybody in their own front yard.
Yep. That was, yeah. The good days. The good old days. And now these poor kids that grew up more or less instead of having to miss school in those like core years, they are so just dumb.
Oh, you know? Well, not to mention the fact, like, you know, it's out now. There's no more snow days.
Really?
No more snow days. If they've got a day where the snow is causing the school district to close down, it's all online learning that day.
Suckers.
We graduated at the right time. Oh,
you suckers.
I told that to Peyton and he was like, got out just in time.
Justin. They haven't
enjoy those extra long years too, motherfuckers. Ha.
No, we still have our snow days, and they haven't done that yet. But where I'm from, it takes a little bit longer, I think, for them to catch up, not only technologically, but their brains.
My poor kids are going to see this and be like, geez, thanks, Dad.
Not mine.
I didn't do it to you.
Yep,
that was my fault. Government.
Even my dead one was out of high school.
Yeah. Yep.
God damn it. Finds a way to fit it in at least once every show.
I love it, though. It just... I don't know why I love that so much. Just dark humor, just bringing shit up like that. That just makes me laugh.
I air fried Vienna sausage today.
Oh.
Ooh.
And thoughts?
Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad. Is it just like fried bologna kind of?
Just like the hot dog. Pretty much, yeah, like fried bologna.
Did you put it in some bread on a sandwich or just eat it?
I put it on some nice bread and toasted it and then put some leaf lettuce on with some mustard and sprinkling of cheese and just...
Ooh. Sounds delicious.
Yeah, dude.
Look at that.
I had nothing to eat in the house. And I was like, oh, I got Vienna sausage out at the stage.
Yeah. They're just randomly placed left over from the meetups.
Dude, I found like four cans so far, and they've been all over the yard. Like, people were just like hiding them.
Lillette had given me some at the meetup. I think she get like three or four or something like that, but somehow I came home with like 12.
Yeah. She gave me a few, and then she gave me a few later. And then as I was walking through the yard, there I was finding them. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like there was one on the wood pile. There was one over by the chicken coop. So I was like, "Who the fuck? Who's playing Easter with Vienna sausage at my house?"
Yeah.
Lillette says, "You're welcome." And then there's the emojis with the crying tears and everything.
Oh, you know, Hooker Amy.
I can
had
see
it.
That part. For sure. I just can't see the show.
Fair. Can't see the show. We did talk about school and how these kids have to go remote and all this stuff. And I said they're getting more and more dumb. Well, here's another dumb one. This could be the last.
Yeah.
kid dumb one. This is good. This made this was an actual LOL for me. So I had to make sure we showed it. Toby knows.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna pull this on the count of three. One, two, three. Oh! Ah! He kept hit me in the face. God damn it! Ah!
Kid literally turned into Cartman.
Bro, it was the scream at the end for me that gets me. Ah!
Yeah, and
he literally turned into perfect. Cartman.
Yeah.
Kid turns into a South Park character.
God damn it!
Classic. Oh, it's so good.
He goes, God damn it! Ah! Now, Mom, these are my cheesy balls.
Oh, Jesus.
Whew, yeah.
I didn't.
Man.
Whoa. I loved South Park. That's such a good show.
I'm assuming it's still... Is it still going?
Still going.
Yep.
No shit.
It's going to be a fight between them and the Simpsons as to which one stays on the longest.
Mm. Oh. You guys might as well throw out your prediction so when it happens, you can be like, I was right.
Simpsons.
Well, I'm going to go South Park.
Just I'm going to go South Park just because they're in Comedy Central.
Yep.
I mean...
Somebody would pick
but
them
But they've
up,
got
though,
a
right?
lot of catching up to do is what I'm saying.
That's
in
true.
In order to be the long, because what, Simpsons is what, 40 years now?
Yeah, and they're Fox, right? That's a yeah. Fox thing.
I think so.
Universal.
Plus, if one of them's going to get canceled over the other, it's got to be South Park, right? I have to imagine they're still pretty edgy with their with what they're going to doing, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, they make fun of everybody.
Yeah.
Those old art. The Michael Jackson one is still one of my favorites.
Dude, the pilot episode is still my favorite. The what would Brian Boitano do? Jesus versus Santa Claus. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I laughed so hard. For one, it was the first time like I'd ever seen children depicted as like crass and swearing like the way that they were. Mm-hmm. And I was just in the voices, I was just like, geez, fucking show. This show is so good. My brother, who's a born again Christian, is the one that turned me on to it. He's like, you gotta watch the show. I was like,
funny thing. That's how I got introduced to it. That's how I got introduced to South Park. I had graduated high school. I lived on a farm, so we didn't have cable and stuff like that. But when I moved to Georgia, we had cable, and I was real big into the church. And one of my friends that I met from the church introduced me to South Park. Yeah. And the first episode he showed me was actually when Cartman thinks his hand is Jennifer Lopez. It was one of the dumbest episodes, but it was. I got hooked on it from there, and it just Jennifer Lopez. No, it's Jennifer.
Jennifer.
That stuck in my head forever now, and that's how I got hooked on it. That and there was a thing on, I forget what it was on. I know you could find it on YouTube called Funny Movies or something like that. And it was just weird cartoon stuff. It was kind of just. Look it up. It's weird, but it was funny.
Well, I remember Liquid.
It was weird that a church group guy gave it. It was like, you need to watch this shit.
Liquid Television is really from MTV is really what got me into like obscure cartoons. I mean, that's where Beavis and Butthead and Ren and Stimpy and all that came from.
So good. You poor kids, you guys really missed out on that. But just keep watching your YouTube and all those families that are vloggers.
Hey, that stuff's on YouTube. Look it up.
I know.
Look up some Beavis and Butthead. Get some culture.
Beavis and Butthead is back out.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Don't they have still the original people doing it, too?
Yeah. Mike Judge.
That's so good. I haven't seen it. Have you seen any of the new ones?
Well, the guy from King of the Hill, is he still doing the voice of a... What's his face?
Well, he does a couple of different ones, but he still does the neighbor, Mr. Anderson, or whatever his name is.
Yeah, because it's the same voice.
Yeah.
It's Hank Hill.
Have you seen any of the new ones since they've been out?
Mm-mm.
I haven't.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Man, all right. I just jotted that down in my notes. Watch new Beavis and Butthead with the family. Les says they're so good, but I don't know if it's that or we probably just... What's that? Do you guys hear a fan or something just kicked on?
Yeah.
I don't have any fans on.
That was weird.
That was. It's going to be something every week.
Yep. Multiple. Maybe multiple somethings. Who knows?
Yeah. All right. It's another spaceship landing in. Be all right.
Last week, speaking of last week, we in the headlines, it was something about always wear a helmet. There was somebody that just got knocked out, wasn't wearing a helmet. So apparently it's going to be a weekly thing as well. There's somebody on a three-wheeler not wearing a helmet. And this is wild. And TikTok does have out there, the actions in this video are performed by professionals or supervised by professionals. Do not attempt. I can tell you right now, there isn't a single goddamn professional that in this shot.
Three-wheelers were the most dangerous thing I had growing up. Like, yep. I wiped out on a three-wheeler. We turned too hard. End over end.
Flipped easy.
Yo, God.
There's a reason they're not around anymore.
Yeah. They were banned when I was a kid.
Man, they were sweet. My buddy had a four-wheeler that only had three wheels. You should have seen him navigate that goddamn thing. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. All right. Let's...
What the? Holy shit! Dude, oh! No, 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 no.
Wake up, come back.
There's the arm.
So hard.
It landed on him.
Okay.
Come on.
He's moving, he's alright. Just walk away from him. He'll get up on his own.
Stay there, dude.
Probably don't stand over top of him. That's not helping him.
No. He's pretty pale.
Do that.
Broken
spine. Still has a chew in his lip.
And it doesn't help the fact that three-wheelers always had, like, monster truck tire-style tires on them, like, super fat and inflated.
It's like the difference between... pocket came out.
It's like the difference between going down a sledding hill in a sled or one of those, like, Articat tubes. Like...
Mm-hmm. Sweet shoes, bud.
I know what's wrong with it. There ain't no gas in it. And like the red, white, and blue shoes.
those are sweet.
Deck shoes, baby. Nice loafers.
Are those Hey Dudes? Look at that, though. That person's still rocking the old. Remember when those were kind of big in there, at least when I was in school, the lanyards with that on the keys? I thought those went away. They're back.
I had a chain wallet for the longest time just because somebody made it for me. And I'm not going to lie to you. It was pretty handy to fucking grab that thing. And
you're going to get a replay on this or
no? I think it's just really long with staring at the feet.
Yeah. I'm kind of over their shoes. Like this, and they said, oh, this is tripped by professionals. Yeah. Professional cameraman right here. Let's just watch it again.
Yeah. What the? Holy shit. What the?
Well, one of his biggest problems is he.
Georgia.
Yeah, he was too busy leaning forward going through the jump, which is why he dipped down so easy.
I think he bailed. Oh, right there. But I think he bailed and then it rolled on him.
I don't think he bailed.
See, right here, he's off.
Oh, no. No, he's still on that thing.
See, you can see his
feet. There's his arms up, but that's it.
Right on the bottom, there's his feet. There's his arm to the left. But then right there, it rolls back over him. Boop.
Or you mean lands on him?
A couple times. Look at that thing. It's still in the air after it's rolling.
Jesus. This is definitely Georgia.
Yeah.
How the fuck did he not die?
He's moving, too.
What the?
Yeah, you see how he leaned forward right before he hit the jump? That's.
I mean, even if you call that a jump.
He knew he fucked up.
Right there, he's feeling good.
Nice. Well, that's because it was already launching him up in the air.
Yikes. Yikes. Welcome to Georgia, everybody.
Yeah. That'll learn your kids.
That was my brother's. That was my I did that kind of stuff.
I mean, let's be honest. Most of us that had the ability to get on something like that, a four-wheeler, three-wheeler, dirt bike, we were trying some stuff. Or just a normal bike.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I grew up on it, so I was used to that kind of stuff.
Yeah. The number of times I wiped out as a kid is
Probably. I wiped out once trying not to hit a turkey and all her babies. That was about it.
Did you hit them though?
Nope.
Okay, so you did the right thing.
Yep. Except I was stuck there for a minute. I'm in the middle of nowhere, you know, by myself, and turkeys come out in front of me, and I just tried to turn while at full speed, and I just tumbled, went over the turkeys, and tumbled, still on the four-wheeler the whole time because my helmet, because I wore a helmet, I'm not a dumbass, and got stuck in between the handlebars.
Oof.
And if it wouldn't have been for a helmet, I'd be dead, mm-hmm. for sure. Because I was just tumbling like that, and then it landed on all fours, but I was still stuck like this. I had to kind of weasel my way out of my helmet.
I can at least say that every time I've wiped out on a motorcycle, I've worn a helmet. But I cannot remember a single time.
I always wore my helmet.
I wiped out on a. I can't remember a single time I ever wore a helmet on a bike growing up.
Oh, not a bicycle. No, yeah. I'm not gay.
Oh, not even on mini bikes or four wheelers or none of that.
I did go-karts. On four wheeler snowmobiles.
Our parents instilled that in our heads about that because, well, they weren't home. You know, they were working three jobs and we're on a farm. They know we're going to get on this shit. They're like, wear your helmet.
That's probably why our parents didn't have us wear helmets, because they're like, man, we're both pulling jobs. Just support these three fucking kids. I don't care if you wear a helmet. I mean, I had to go to the hospital twice.
I can quit one of these jobs.
I had to go to the hospital twice for severe concussions, one that caused partial amnesia.
Wow.
And I could feel my parents going, fuck, we were close. We were close on that one. Sent me right back out without a helmet the next time that I went on my bike.
Boy, just ain't never going to learn. Speaking of Georgia... Or maybe there. Special little paint job on this truck. Definitely, we'll guess the skate. The skate state. Mm. Keep looking at that shirt, thinking about the skates.
Hey, who that? Who that right there? Hey, what's up?
I saw that video, and I was like, this video is so dumb. I'm not sending it to Matt, but I'm glad that there's somebody else that doesn't have the ability to think like that.
Two other else's that was sent in twice. Mm-hmm. So you would have been the third.
Dude, the camouflage joke is so overplayed.
Oh, it really is.
I hate it.
And what kills me is I know that video has more views than like anything I've posted in the last 2 years.
Yeah, sickening. It's sickening.
All right. We got this one too. I thought it was something else. I mislabeled it, but this one's good too. Let's show the thing. Bowling. Everybody loves bowling. Sometimes you just really want to strike super bad.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
She going with it? She's still going to miss.
Real.
I'm like, she's still gonna miss.
Christ. Why did they do that with the music? I hate that.
Oh, were they? Were
I'm
they
getting old.
Make it super
Stop
loud.
Stop making it so loud.
Yeah, damn, Richie. Fucking gonna gray out the rest of that beard by the next fucking podcast.
Face boosting it to the max.
That's how it is now, man.
All these kids with these damn hip hop, the hip hibbity, you can't understand a goddamn word they're saying.
Angel says, it's me. That's me. That is her bowling. Oh, don't. Yeah, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. She's fucking horrible.
I'm bowled in forever. Remember when we got VR headsets and we were going to be in a bowling league and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost winter here. Now's the time we fire this up.
Now's the time we fire up the VR again?
I think so. I think it's that time. I was talking to Yugen about it the other day, and he's like, yeah, we got to do that. And poker, I want to sit down and play roulette. He goes, just don't judge me. He goes, anytime you look over at me, the whole time I'm just rubbing my nipples. And I'm going, you would. Like, he would be there whole time. Just,
yeah.
Like, oh, well.
He'd be the dangerous one in Ready Player One. I think when they're first going through talking about how everything's in this new virtual world, they do pan by like a house and it's got a guy in it with a full virtual suit. And he's like, oh, that'd be
you. Yep.
That would be him. Yep. But somebody did send this in and said, hey, speaking of Yubin, this is Yubin in dog form. And I said, oh, okay. God damn it. It is. Oh, I haven't watched the full video. That is.
I can hear the music.
All right. There we go. They walked in on this dog doing this.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. That's the dog I'm taking home from the fucking shelter.
Yeah.
Be looking around.
He's got character.
Like, that one. That motherfucker right there.
And they're going,
are you sure?
That one? Thank you.
Yeah.
He's kind of dumb. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We were at the mall. We had to go get the oldest one some basketball shoes, naturally, a couple of days before basketball started, and made the mistake of bringing the kids to the pet store. And this mall is pretty much run down. There's not a lot of stuff. So they have the pet store. Years ago, there used to be fish and birds and any kind of animal. Maybe that's how they still are where you guys are, but for us it was just dogs and some like dog food. And I'm like, holy shit, very overpriced, very cute dogs, but apparently you know, they bring them from a shelter over for the day or whatever, then bring them back to wherever it is and try to get them. So the concept's good, get them in front of some eyes, get them in front of some people. But there were some tears because I'm the meanest person in the world and wasn't coming home with a third dog and forever for like $1,200. You know what I mean? It's like,
well,
bring the kids to the pet store.
And we, I think here in North Carolina, as well as in Minnesota, I believe, pet stores are outlawed from selling dogs. Hmm. You can sell them. You can have people like, I'm trying to like consignment sell. Like if they're breeders, they can bring them to like the feed stores and they can have the feed store, you know, put them up for sale for them. And then the feed store gets a portion of the profits, but they're not allowed to like have the dog in the window and stuff like that anymore.
Hmm.
Because they're trying to do their best to combat. What do you call them? The breeders, the backyard breeders, the people that like overbreed and like the dogs never leave the kennels and like, shit.
Yeah.
Like dog farms and
yeah. Yeah. They're trying to crack down on those. So,
which makes sense.
Puppy mill. That's what it is.
Puppy mill. Yep.
Yeah. That's
so they're outlawed here in North Carolina. You can get them at like you can still get them at like Tractor Supply. People can sell their dogs there and so on. And, like at the feed store that we usually get our chickens and stuff from. They sell them there. That's where we get all. That's where we got our pigs.
Where's that Tractor Supply?
No. The place that we normally get our chickens and our turkeys and our ducks and everything. We don't like going to Tractor Supply because they don't really know how to take care of them, and they have a really high mortality rate when you bring home chicks from Tractor Supply. Like, you might go home with a dozen, but like 8 of them are going to be dead by the morning.
Yikes. Yeah, that's not a good rate. I got a buddy that obviously does chickens, and he has them sent somewhere. The live chickens, they ship them from somewhere, like overnight, in these special crates and stuff like that. Pick them up at the post office, and they send like an extra couple just in case something happens.
Yeah. That's how we're, I think that's how I'm going to get my turkeys next.
Have them shipped in?
Yeah, and we'll incubate them ourselves. Probably, that way you start handling them right as they're, like, Richie can tell you, if you've been to my house, our turkeys are extremely friendly. Mm-hmm. And the reason is we handle our, we're there pretty much as soon as they're born, and we're, mm-hmm. we raise them inside, so they get used to us. So then when you go outside, they're all, like, super, super friendly.
That's the way to do it. All right, we got a video, speaking of super friendly, that was sent in. We haven't done a Toby Loves Australian accent video in a while, so this was sent in for Toby. If you're wondering why nobody sings in an Australian accent.
Done me fucking bit, I felt it. I tried to be killed, but just the hot that I smelt it. I fell right through the cracks. Almost broke me fucking back.
I would buy a whole album of this.
I reckon that without a doubt, I'll fuck around and find out. But I don't give a shit no more.
No more.
You're
he spelled it out.
It's mine. You want to be yours to begin with, your love. Give it back, your fucking mongrel. So open up your boot and see like me. Mom is spinning yarn and damn, you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find love, love, love. The we're just one big
this is awesome.
It's the gnar. It's the gnar for me.
Gnar. You seen the new Shane Gillis?
No.
You need to watch it. He talks awesome. Oh, it's so good. But he does such a good Australian accent too. He talks about.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that the 9/11? One where he was talking about autistic kids and shit like that during that?
The Down syndrome? Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about where he was at the Special Olympics?
Yeah, I started watching it and then I got a phone call and I forgot to play it again. I just ended up shutting off the TV.
I gotta go back. He talks about him on 9/11. He's like, just imagine an Australian in the office in the towers on 9/11.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck. There's a plane coming. Jumps out the bed. Nah.
Nah.
I wonder if they would let us have that be our triple T intro, or maybe they have a cameo and they can sing us a triple T intro.
Oh, there you go.
Interesting. I tried looking up one of the guys that is now a regular in Kill Tony, the William Montgomery or whatever, to see what his cameo was. Yeah. And I think it was either 75 or like 175 or something. I'm like,
just to have William Montgomery start yelling jokes at you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be awesome.
It would be pretty awesome, right?
How much is Casey Rocket?
That I don't know. Let's look it up. Cameo. If he's on there.
Right? If he's on there, he's a regular at the Mothership, Kill Tony, and
Casey Rocket. So,
mm-hmm.
Nothing came up.
No, he's more of a riff comedian. He's just random, goofy hilariousness.
William Montgomery is $75 for a personal video. Do it in 24-hour delivery. He's had over 1,500 that he's done.
I don't doubt it.
That's $112,500 in cameos.
I'm going to start doing cameos for $5.
And it's just like a few minutes. It's not like he has to spend hours doing anything. He doesn't even have to do anything special. He's just his phone.
Most of the time, when you ask somebody for a cameo, that a lot of these places will ask you to like give a script of what you want them to say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I can do that for $5.
Do it.
Want me to call your kid a cunt? Sure. $5.
Sure.
There we go.
I don't ever have to fucking meet him.
Yeah, you're the one that has to show it to him.
Yeah.
It is crazy to see when you look through there and then you see all these retired athletes and all these people and they're doing it for like nothing. And you're like, oh, man, what did you do with all that money that you made? Because it's really, really gone downhill pretty quick.
They blew it.
What else can we do? What do you guys want to? Here's one that it was supposed to be shown, they said, for you, Ben. He's not here. It's still pretty.
The next one you just got to show Richie the one that you were playing when I first came in.
That we'll show that one next. That's a good one. This one's pretty good.
Can I get a ho yeah? Can I get a ho yeah?
What do you want to know?
Can I get a ho yeah?
There you go.
Can I get a
ho yeah? Ho yeah. Ho yeah. Oh yeah.
Can I get a ho yeah?
Oh shit.
Can I get a ho yeah?
She like, I ain't got time for you today.
Can I get a ho yeah?
Hell yeah.
Can I get a ho yeah? Can I get a ho yeah?
Je suis française, c'est moi, je sais pas ce que vous dites.
Can I get a ho yeah?
French?
Can I get a ho yeah?
What's up, brother?
Can I get a ho yeah?
Ho yeah?
Can I get a ho yeah?
Oh yeah.
Can I get a ho yeah?
Hell yeah.
Can I get a ho yeah?
Ho yeah!
Ho yeah!
Dude, that's the new hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. 2018... You'd go into places like Walmart and you'd hear hit or miss. And you're like, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I never miss.
So, Richie, while Matt's looking for this video again, how do you personally feel about people that come out onto a roadway without ever bothering fucking looking for traffic coming?
They should die.
Okay. Or something really bad should happen to them, right?
Sure.
Okay. Maybe like
karma.
Yeah. Maybe like
I like
this.
Karma.
Cue up that beautiful bean footage.
Oh. Well, what did we learn?
enjoy that cement mix.
That's at first just looking at it and knowing where I live, I thought it was a liquid manure truck.
Yeah.
And I was like,
either way, nobody's insurance is paying for that. Your own insurance won't pay for that because you're at fault.
Mm-hmm. And it's on camera.
Yeah. Dude, I watch videos like that all the time. Instant karma. Love it.
Yeah. There's this one intersection where I live, and I have to go by it to work from work. And the people up here, they're not used to traffic because there is no traffic, and they have no goddamn patience. And they pull out. There could be nobody behind you, and they don't have the goddamn patience to wait until you go by. They'll pull in front of you and then do fucking 45 in a 55. And there is nothing. Like, I keep telling everybody and the old lady, I'm like, I am going to buy a piece of shit truck, very heavy frame, and when they start doing that, I just wish maybe even put a plow on front of it.
And you gotta get one of the ones that goes out like this, it's in the middle like this, but then it like goes out and down kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like that. So when you hit it just gets the car and shoots it right off onto the sidewalk.
Yep. I mean, allegedly.
Allegedly,
but you don't have insurance.
I already don't drive great vehicles, man. It's dangerous. If you're doing stupid shit around me, look, I'm not going to try to hit you, but if it happens,
I always
I had a Mercedes riding my ass down this road right here.
It's always some dumbass in a really nice car. Like,
yeah, he's in a brand new Mercedes on my ass. I'm doing 35 and a 30, and I can't go any faster, guys. There's people in front of me, first off. This guy is on, like,
I don't know how he's not touching my bumper, and he keeps going like this, like he's going to try to go around on a two-lane road, double lines. And it was just one of those days. I was like, you know what? You can afford that new car. You can afford me a new car. And I said, I just locked it up. Bro, he said,
I'm always and I just like, took off. My car's paid off, man. Fucking go for it, bro. Do what you got to. That nice BMW you got, I know you're still making payments. Guess who's not?
Yeah. Guess who's not?
You guys have the luck like me when the vehicle's paid off for. That's when you need the new brakes, and that's when this happens, and then that's when this happens, because that's been happening to me since that the last couple weeks. So
I'm not going to jinx myself by saying anything.
Fair enough. Yeah, we'll just do.
Lately, I've been speaking things into manifestation, so I'm not fucking doing that right now.
Speak some good things, man.
Yeah, yeah, I'm winning the lottery and shit. Like, I had a dream. Right, I won the lottery.
Are those the numbers I'm going to pick? Yeah, throw me some numbers.
Yeah.
But you said insurance isn't going to cover that. Do you think insurance will cover this?
You're going to have to play it again because it was playing before you brought it up. First, the guy walking with the ball in the background, like watch this.
Yeah, yeah,
he's already seen it coming.
Yeah, I didn't notice that was happening. There's somebody just kind of hanging out here in a vehicle. Look at the, how far do you think that is? 25 foot?
See, the first couple of times that I watched it, I didn't notice until just now. I think it takes like a step off of the car on the right.
Let's see.
No, it just hits it. It just hits it.
Holy shit.
God.
Damn.
That's what that deer is doing right now.
Yeah. God damn it. And it looks like it's a buck, so it smashed its balls. I wonder if it hurts if a deer hits its balls. It's got to hurt any animal that gets hit in the balls, right? That's my favorite part right there. You just jump 25 feet and you can't jump.
You gotta jump over that invisible fence there. You don't see that invisible fence?
Do you see the dent in the side of that truck? Right. Yeah. Holy shit.
Whee! Like, what are you doing if you're this kid? Are you at least gonna try to hit it with the ball?
Bro, that's gotta be what? 20 yards? Easy? About 20 yards that it jumped?
Here's 10 foot, right? You lay that hoop down, then you do another 10 foot. And then this guy, what are the odds that this guy saw that too? Or maybe he's going to abduct the kid. There's a lot going on in this video.
We need to dive deeper into this.
Yep. Next on 2020, it's his pet deer that he let go.
Viral deer video actually exposed child kidnapper. Yeah.
Tune in on Wednesday when we do deep dives into TikTok only on Beard Laws.
Yeah. Make sure to watch Triple T on Wednesday, though, after we edit it. So we're going to have to do TTTW. TikTok Tuesday and Wednesday.
But oh, yeah, that's right, because you do the edit, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, because I noticed that YouTube doesn't save the live when you're done.
I put it to members.
Oh, members only is the full live.
Yep. Yep. There's like that. It would save it if I kept it public. I switched over to members. That way it was there. That way, then we could put the edit out there. I thought the edit was cool. I love that AI switching. I mean, it's not as good as Death Tatum production, but.
Well, of course not.
Riverside just doing its thing out there. Doing its thing. Big fan of it.
Sometimes it gets a little overly aggressive.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, especially for TikTok Tuesday, like, if we're not saying anything while you're playing a video, it just goes right from, and check this out. Holy crap, that was amazing. Like, that's all that people get to see on the edit. And you're like,
Last week there was an issue where every time you share a screen in Riverside, it's supposed to save that segment as a separate one. But for whatever reason, it didn't. So they ended up going, but it was already published and I didn't take it down to redo it, but they actually found them in their backups and sent them to me in a Dropbox or Google Drive so I could download them if I wanted to re-edit. And they're like, cool. That shouldn't happen again. And when we did our fantasy football league podcast, we shared the screen a bunch and they were all there. So theory, it shouldn't happen again. And kind of like when we did the Thursday show, we were showing like the booty patrol and stuff like that. You know how it was in the clips?
Yeah.
And those segments were all separate. So knock on wood, it should be better today. And we'll go from there. They said that if there was an issue, they'll
I did get a again. Riverside membership. I did sign up. So
I'm a huge fan of it. And again, this isn't something that they're not paying. I pay it. I'm paying what, $29 a month, I think, is the one that I went with, because there's just so many. The one under the lowest one's only like $14-15, and it's still what, 5 or 7 hours?
Yeah.
But with all the recordings that I've been doing lately, I went with the 15 just to see. But I do like StreamYards Live a little bit, but we're gonna make this work. They said too that like if people were talking, I can expand their frame so they can be full screen still and it's supposed to look good. But I haven't done it yet. I was scared because it's so much different in our studio.
Yeah,
people can't see us. We're straight up full screen.
Yeah, we're side by side in our studio.
Yeah.
I wonder what this does. I'm gonna do this for a minute and see and let the YouTube delay kick in and see if it actually changes the screens. It's gonna do it. You gonna do anything over there, YouTube? I don't think it's gonna do anything.
Yeah, well. Maybe it's gotta be set up like that before you start.
I don't know. They said in there that I could press it and then it would switch things around.
Yeah.
I broke
it. Something to mess around with later, maybe.
Yeah. All right. Let's show another video. What do we got here? Let's go this one. This one's pretty good. Another holiday season coming up with some Christmas presents and some pranks. I like this. I want to do this so bad.
Pranks.
But at the store.
Hey, babe, I got these two right here.
I think this would be perfect.
I like it too. It looks good. You think? I just got two of them. I don't know which one you'd like more. I thought this one smelled. This one smelled like you for sure.
Ooh. This one smells like Christmas.
Yeah, but then I like this one too because it had that vanilla pumpkin, you know? And I don't know how much.
We're not both.
I mean, we can get both. It's up to you. Yeah, I'm trying to.
Listen. I'm glad that somebody sent this to you, but at the same time, I'm upset because I saw this earlier today, and I have fart spray, and I was waiting for my wife's next day off of work. But
she smelled it so hard.
Oh,
that was
shit.
Move away from area and the smell lingers.
Imagine the next person that happens to grab that candle.
Oh, yeah. It's a.
the fun that you could have.
Well, she took the first candle, you know, and she's like, oh, that smells really good. And he's like, yeah, and try this one. So now she's already got that. Good that smell pulled. Confidence, you know what? So now she's like, all right.
Yeah, he played that well, doing that the reverse way. Played that well. And let her kind of take it off as well. He exposed the other one first, but
yep.
Well played. I have a feeling it wasn't his first time, but somebody did send this over, this next video, and they said, hey, I feel like this is what it's like shopping with Toby. And I was like, I don't know. I've never shopped with him, but... You can show the video.
Oh, shit. This can't be good.
Can I get a...
I can promise you that every employee at Spirit Halloween... absolutely hates the fact that they've sold those for the last 2 years straight. Because the number of videos I've seen of people doing that this year at Spirit Halloween is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Y'all are testing fate. Those people are already on edge doing that job. Yeah. Are you kidding me? That so many people coming in and out and all that. There's just, you're going to catch them that one day and they're going to be like, that's it.
That's it. I mean, it already looks like
it'll be a real machete that comes at you.
Already looks like a murder scene. They got all the fake blood they need to tell an officer. No, this is just one of our displays.
Yep. And then the best part is November, first week of November, they pick
and
it all
gone.
Up.
They're gone.
There goes the evidence. Where do they go? Nobody knows.
Dude, they're like fucking gypsies, bro. Mm-hmm.
They just disappear.
They just disappear.
Yep. And then you notice they're not going to a Christmas tree store because those things are apparently open year round now, huh?
Well, also, they're always in a building that nobody's going to go to until Halloween anyhow, like some, you know, old Sears building or an old Dillard's or some shit that's closed down in the mall that nobody's using.
But I almost cried a couple Kmart. Years ago. I almost cried a couple years ago. They it was the first year that Toys R Us had closed and they snatched up that closed Toys R Us. I was like, oh, it's permanent.
The blasphemy.
It's permanent. Toys R Us is closed.
Yep. Mm. That's how you know when a business is really closed. When a Spirit Halloween store comes in.
Mm. Oh, Lalette's got a great idea here in the comment section.
Oh, what is
it? They should do a donation, like a donate a dollar to cancer, and you can squeeze all the chickens.
Oh.
Put them in like one of those big basket crates and just let you push down just on let all of them.
Yeah, because they do the donations.
Like a press that you just press.
Yeah.
And just let go.
Crank it down and then.
Yeah, because they do those wall hanging donations, at least the one near our store where you can add an extra dollar or whatever you want and then write your name and put it on the wall. That's a good one. Add the chicken. Then if people are going to do it, at least it's going towards a good cause and not, you know, really testing the mental health of some people that potentially could already have been tested with their mental health working there. So
maybe we'll do that as a fundraiser for the next year's meetup.
Ooh. Choke my chicken for $1.
Well,
maybe we should. Maybe I that's mean, not the way to go.
We'll work on it. We'll work on the phrasing for sure.
Yeah, that's not the
way. Probably not going with that.
Mm-mm. But let's show this video.
Oh my God, you cannot make this shit up, right? So I just dropped both my boys off at school and I was wanting to straighten up their bedroom. You can clearly tell that they have so many action figures, right? And then I look over here and I'm like, what? They literally... Apparently that's his new weapon. What in the actual? How did they get that?
Now, new weapon is extra absorbent.
My question is this. Do you think she did that and is making a video saying she just discovered it?
I don't know. My kids have gotten into
your
stuff.
Your kid has autism.
Before. I mean, that's true.
I mean,
yours doesn't count.
Yeah, that's a good question. Because, I mean, she wasn't going in there to straighten up the room unless she.
Yeah, there's no way.
That was the cleanest goddamn room I've ever seen if it was an actual kid. But maybe it's an older kid. I don't know.
Not to mention the fact that is the most minimalist children's room I have ever seen in my life.
What kid isn't playing?
That was my room growing up, though.
Well, not
that neat.
Yeah, but I mean, a set of bunk beds and one super small like table with three shelves for superheroes.
Yeah.
And a closet though. That's where you hide everything, dude.
That's where you hide everything. Yeah, Ma, I clean my room.
Don't open the door.
I grew up
a
very
strict
mom.
For one more, Matt?
About cleaning.
Yeah, we got time. Let's do one more. Which one? We didn't do an ELO one. This is ELO making up for last week. You guys be the judge of it.
Okay.
If she didn't, we'll end the show. If she did,
we'll end the show.
End the show.
Either way, here's the closer. Come on, ELO. You got this.
Oh, yep.
Ladies, you don't have to be that aggressive with it, all right? Jesus
no,
Christ.
No, yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. No teeth, please.
Or
no
fellows.
Teeth. Or fellows. Or fellows. No judgment also, here. I mean,
also no teeth.
No teeth. The girl in the first video had all of them.
It applies to all mouths. No teeth.
Yeah.
When given a BJ.
Yes.
That's why Euban likes the grandmas.
Mm. He does love them.
And take them out. Gum it. Yep,
take them out. Gum mm-hmm. it.
That was his perfect time to come in here and get worked up. There, and yep. Even San Jester was like, granny gum jobs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so all the grandmas.
That's his own way of giving them their insure. You know, he's got his own version. Extra protein.
It's good for
builds up calcium or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's no better way to end the show than that. So can't thank you guys enough. Not only Toby, Richie. Go follow him on social medias if you would like. Go check out the... yeah, all that good stuff. That's all we got. This is going to go members only at some point. You're going to see the edited version. Hopefully it's much better and continues to get better each week, just like us. So that's all I got. You guys got anything else?
I second that.
And I third that. Okay, bye.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.